Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Otar's Death is a Georgian film screening in the East of the West competition at Karlovy Vary, and joining us to tell us more about it is its director, Josep Soso Bliadze. Soso, welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you for inviting.
It's a real pleasure. So you are currently quarantining, right, as we're recording this?
Yeah, exactly. I'm in Karlovy Vary in self-isolation in a hotel, in a hospital.
Oh, wow. You know, yes, so what's yes. life like at the moment?
Yeah, it's like loneliness.
Yeah.
But it's okay. Like we had like really good rooms and like me and my actors, and we have really good food and everything is fine.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, I mean, hopefully the internet connection will be good too, so that we don't have to deal with those issues.
Yeah, internet connection is really great here.
Great. That's great news for us right now. So, but anyways, once you do get out of there, you will be presenting your new feature, Otar's Death, and that's pretty exciting. Would you mind maybe telling us a little bit about it as an introduction for our listeners who maybe are not familiar with it yet?
Yeah, no problem. So it's Otar's Death is the film set in Georgia, in the capital of Tbilisi, and in the village of Georgia, like two city and town. It's about two families, one from the city, one from the town, and it's about the accident that made them meet each other.
But is it true that it's based or inspired by real events? I seem to have read something about that.
It's not based on exact story, but it was like in Georgia. I heard many stories like this, that like when it happens like an accident or car crash or something, and a person dies out of it, the family of this dead person is demanding money from the other family to not set the person who crashed in jail, and just to get some benefit out of it. And it was really interesting how these families would deal with the death and everything. And that's why, like, I thought it would be really interesting just to show, like, Georgia's situation, or also, like, this poverty situation. Because, like, when a relative dies, like, they think about money. So it means they're really poor. So, yeah, it got me really interested about this.
I'd actually like to know more about this this situation, specific Georgian situation, because I don't know much about it. I'm just an ignorant outsider, really. But as I was watching it, I was kind of wondering, do you feel there are significant cultural differences between urban Georgia and rural Georgia?
So actually, like Georgia, it's like really little country, and 50% of the population lives in the capital. Because like just in the capital is happening something, the jobs and etc. And in the villages, people are really poor. And also in the cities, like we have like really big percentage of the poverty. But I mean, like in the film, I didn't want it to make like a social drama or something. It's more about these families inside situations and their emotions about the. This thing is not about the film is not about the poverty. I mean, it's like in the beginning it started like this when we started to write the script, but then it became really boring somehow, and we started to deep like to go deep inside this film, like the human's psychology, and what happens when somebody is dying, and what happens in family inside, and to show them from inside. That was the main thing. Because it's a film about mothers and sons. It's about their relationships and how this accident, like it's a film about like when tragedy is happening, that sometimes this tragedy makes the family closer to each other. That's the film about.
But why do you feel this particular theme of family interesting? Do you think that there's a reason for that?
Like family is always interesting, the family situation and the thing that I don't know, like this in this film we have like two mothers and sons who have like completely different situation with their sons, but both mothers have a problem with their sons, and the sons want their love, and I think like one situation is more like the more open-minded mother, and second mother is more conservative. But I mean, this situation of the inside problems of the family, it's always interesting for me. And I was raised in a very conservative family, and from the childhood, like family was the most important thing, and maybe it is until now also.
Well, I'm interested in that now. Given that you said that you were raised in a conservative family, what was your relationship with cinema like when you were growing up?
My relationship was, it was my family, like everybody is mathematicians. So it was the big surprise when I decided to become a filmmaker, because I was also studying mathematics and like, but yes, like from my childhood, it was like I was making some animations in my childhood and stuff. I was always inside art somehow, and I don't know how it came, because like my family is like really out of the like creativity. They're like mathematicians, and it was a big surprise. So in the end, I just realized that I really want to like tell stories to people. Conservative family, like traditional family, it does, and I don't mean in a bad way. I mean in the, sure, like what I learned from them is just the love of the family and how important it is. It does mean that like they're really supportive. They were really supportive when I said that like I want to be a filmmaker.
The fact that you come from a mathematical background, let's say, do you feel that impacts your filmmaking in some way?
Yeah, maybe in some subconsciously, maybe yes, maybe when I'm writing a script or yeah.
For example, if I can just make an observation as well to kind of tie in with that, this film is a film where many lives cross. So I was going to ask you about whether it was challenging to kind of maintain a balance or even a focus when you're telling a story that essentially involves many different lives.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it because like when we started this, it was like mathematics also, because this is the film about two families. This is like three short films in one big film, something like this mother story who is searching for the money to not to take the son to jail, the son story who thinks that mother would not get money and he will go to jail, and the story of the village people who are waiting for the money and what's happening in their lives. So these three stories are like in one film. And yes, we can say that like there is some mathematically like this proportions in film to not to have, because like who is the main character? I don't know, like we can discuss about it, like who is the main character, because like for everybody the main character is different person, but for me it's the son who crushed the man, this young boy Nika.
I feel we should also give a shout out to the co-screenwriter of the film. What can you tell me about your collaboration?
Yeah, so my co-writer is Elmar Imanov. He is originally from Azerbaijan, but he lives in Germany already for 20 years. We met many years ago. It was 2012, as I remember, on the festival. We became friends, and I told him this story, and we started to write a script. We were writing this script for 6 years. And and it was really hard to get financing for this film, but in the end we did it and we shot the film, and now we will have a premiere. But with Elmar, he's also a film director. His main job is directing, not the writing. But we wrote also my short film, Tradition, which is about German tourists coming to Georgia. We shot this film. This film was premiered in Clermont-Ferrand 1 year ago. We also are writing together my next feature film. So it's like working with him is really comfortable.
It's an ongoing collaboration.
Yeah.
But you're also, this is something that I wanted to ask you too, because it has been brought to my attention, and I know that it's something that's very near and dear to your heart. I understand that you and Elmar too are very active in the queer community in Georgia, and will proudly be wearing rainbow pins in solidarity with the with the community?
Yeah, actually, it started many years ago when I find out that, like, in Georgia, it's really homophobic situation. And then, because, like, I understood that I should do something about it, and I made this short film, Tradition, which is then the main topic is the LGBT. And and after that, like, I don't know, only that I could do because I'm a filmmaker. And now, yeah, like 2 months ago, they wanted to make a Tbilisi Pride, like gay pride in Tbilisi. And there came out, I don't know, like 50,000 person, like for like church and stuff to stop these people. And then they were beaten and it was a big clash. And one person died out of this because of this. And yeah, like we had an idea to like to come to the premiere with the rainbow masks and or rainbow pigs, because just to support, to show them our support, like LGBT community of Georgia.
But like, why is this happening? I mean, I know this question sounds naive, but why is this, I guess, still happening?
Why is this happening? It's happening because of, I don't know, because like Georgia is a really conservative country and like church has the big power. And also we have a problem with the government, which we have now, because, they were like, they were saying like, oh, of course we will like the human rights and we will make everybody safe, but it didn't happen. So like they were somehow, because now elections are coming and they know that like most of the percentage of Georgia is conservative and they're playing with this, and they were somehow supporting this conservative people who were beating this LGBT. So I don't know, like it's really hard to describe why this is happening. Like I don't have exact answer, because like people are afraid of the other people who are a bit different. And yeah, that's why it happens, because like because of the phobia, you know, because of homophobia. It's a phobia of something.
Yeah. And do you think that cinema can help actuate social change?
I don't know, but I don't know what else I can do.
But do you feel that it's somehow, as a filmmaker, part of your duty? I mean, for example, one of the quotes that I love the most is Nina Simone, who once said that it's an artist's duty to reflect the times. Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, maybe like it's about honesty, right? Like what you feel, you should make what you feel, right? And that's mm-hmm. That's how it goes. Like if I feel it, I will do it. If I don't, I won't. But like, yeah, now I think it's really problematic, because it's not only about like LGBT. It's about the people just who are different. I don't know. Like, because I'm also different from somebody, and maybe they won't like it. And yeah. I mean, it's a big thing.
Yeah.
It's about freedom, not about like just LGBT. It's about just the freedom of will and that kind of stuff.
Sure. Unfortunately, it's not just happening in Georgia, too. So it's been a pleasure speaking with you. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for inviting and for this interesting interview.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.